I Spend Way Too Much Time On by Laura Stack. I asked readers to fill in the blanks on a survey and received some great responses to this question. There were tons of interesting answers, but it didn't take long to start seeing some patterns. Here were the most 7 common responses to the fill in the blank I spend way too much time on and what you can do about them. Number 1, email. Let's face it, email can be a phenomenal productivity tool, but it will eat your day alive if you let it. Lots of people complain that their overflowing inbox is beyond their control, but there are steps that you can take to start getting a handle on it right away. Do you keep one eye on your inbox all day long? What does that do to your productivity? If you drop everything and attend to every email that comes in throughout the day, you are derailing your productivity over and over again. Not only do you waste whatever time it takes for you to read, ignore, act, or defer a given email message, but it also takes time to refocus your attention on whatever you were doing prior to the interruption. Try to close your email program completely while you work on other tasks or software packages if you simply can't resist looking. Also, turn off your alerts so the envelope in the system tray or the desktop alert doesn't constantly remind you there's email waiting. Number 2 thing people spend too much time on: watching television. Why is it that we can spend all day scrounging for extra minutes and then head home only to flush countless hours down the drain watching television? Television, even bad television, can be extremely habit-forming, and one show can very easily lead to another, turning your half-hour escape into an entire evening wasted. Take a quick inventory of the last few TV shows you watched. Think about how many you thought about in advance and then sat down to enjoy. Now think about how many you ended up watching just because they were on. Pick a few TV shows that you really enjoy and watch them each week. If you have TiVo or a DVR, that's even better. Watch on your own time and skip the commercials. Then shut the TV off and go about your business. Number 3 place people tend to spend way too much time: surfing the internet. The internet is a bottomless pit of information, some useful and some not so useful. It's much too easy to sit down to do one thing, such as pay a bill, look up an address, and end up wasting time on something else entirely, such as reading news stories, checking your social networking profiles. So if meandering around the web is relaxing for you, that's fine. Just make sure you do it at an appropriate time and place that doesn't interfere with work or family time. Otherwise, treat the internet like any other tool. Use it when you need it and put it away when you're done. Once you've got what you came for, close the window and move on. Number 4 thing we spend too much time on: procrastinating. We spend time procrastinating on starting a task or a project. Occasionally, things don't get done because we just can't seem to get the ball rolling. Sometimes the task or project giving us a hard time is completely within our control, but we don't make it happen. Whether the task is intimidating, time-consuming, or simply unpleasant, the solution is often the same: breaking it down into manageable chunks. Forget waiting for a block of time. That no longer exists. A 20-hour project can be seen as 10 2-hour tasks. Getting it down on paper can help you see how to best approach the project. Break it down in an Excel spreadsheet or a Word table. The key is to do something to move toward completion. If you need to focus without interruption, maybe it's best not to be in your office. If you can get one large task and break it into smaller ones, it will be easier to get things going, maybe on the bus, in Starbucks, at home. So rather than you're feeling like you have to tackle some monumental project all at once, just look at your very first bite-sized piece and get started right away. Number five area we tend to spend way too much time on, handling family concerns during the workday. Hey, life happens, and it isn't always convenient. And it's true that some things can only be arranged during the week from 9 to 5. Fortunately, many companies are starting to realize that it's in their best interest to assist employees attempting to manage their lives during the day rather than standing in the way. That can mean anything from allowing workers to access the internet for incidental personal use to offering flexible schedules to accommodate personal appointments. So talk to your boss, your peers, and your staff about finding opportunities for flexibility within the workday. If employees don't feel they have to accomplish a million things during 5 hours of lunch a week, they'll be more productive during the rest of the day. Do whatever you can to promote a strong, reasonable work-life balance at your organization. The sixth thing that takes way too much time at work, scheduling meetings. Do you find that it's close to impossible to get five or more attendees that are available at the same time and the same date? When key players are overbooked, it can take hours just to schedule a single meeting. Here are three questions you should ask yourself whenever you schedule a meeting. A, do we really need all these people? Make sure you aren't inviting anyone that doesn't have a seat at the table. Not only does it make scheduling more difficult, but you'll either waste their time or bend over backwards to accommodate someone who isn't going to show up anyway. B, can we keep people in the loop without inviting them to every meeting? Some meetings are full of wallflowers that just need to know what's going on but don't necessarily need to contribute. So publishing meeting minutes or distributing essential information electronically can save time and shorten the attendee list. Also take a look to see if some work areas are sending multiple representatives. By choosing a single designee from each area, you can make sure everyone is represented without having everyone in the room. And C, do we even need to meet at all? This is a question we should ask about every meeting, not just the hard to schedule ones. Any meeting that doesn't have a clear objective and a formal agenda should be on the chopping block. Seventh and last thing that we spend way too much time on, working on fun things instead of boring tasks. I love that this one made the list because it shows how honest you are. We already talked about failing to get started on tasks because they're large or overwhelming, but what about the small, mundane tasks that you just can't seem to get motivated to complete? The best thing you can do is realize that you'll focus much better on the work that's important to you if you don't have a bunch of small, less interesting tasks hanging over your head. One thing to keep in mind, about 99% of the time, those nitpicky tasks are dramatically easier and less painful than you think they're going to be. Getting started is the hardest part. If you're really having trouble, schedule a 5-minute appointment with yourself to begin the chore. When the designated time arrives, start working on the task. If you feel like stopping at the end of 5 minutes, you can stop. The only rule is you must schedule an additional 5 minutes for tomorrow. When you begin to see some progress, 5 minutes soon becomes 10, 15, 20. Make it a productive day. Copyright 2009, Laura Stack. All rights reserved. ThePro.com.